Welcome, everybody. July 5th. Welcome, everybody. July 5th, 2011. And we are in the year 2011, learning how to walk in our mastery, learning how to balance the divine feminine and the divine masculine on Earth at this time so we can move into the 2012 ascension frequencies, and we can find a new direction. And last week we talked about that new direction. With the Grand Cross, astrologically, the direction that we're moving is from the horizontal, which means linear time and space, goal-oriented, just left brain, getting from point A to point B, and often getting from point A to point B based on what other people's expectations are of us, what outside expectations are of us, what other people might tell us, whether initially it was our parents or teachers in school or later bosses at jobs. We're learning how to also stand up and feel the vertical direction of the Grand Cross. And when we do this, when we stand up and feel our vertical connection straight up with the divine energy coming through the center of the Milky Way galaxy at this time, that's when we move into co-creator status. That's when we move into walking into our mastery in the year 2011. 11 being our souls walking with the soul of prime creator, so to speak, walking beside, walking with, that's co-creation. The 11 is co-creation. And at this point in Earth's history or her story, we're now receiving the frequency energies to be able to experience what it is to actually work with the cosmos, the prime creator, these rarefied energies that are now moving into the field of planet Earth for us to work with. And yes, everybody feels intensity in different ways, as we were just talking about in our check-in. So we need to look at how that intensity shows up for us and where it is in our body. And that as we feel that in our body, deep breathing up from the center of the earth with Gaia and then up into the heavens. And this is where we start learning about the frequency and the direction of the mastery of co-creation. So this is the year of moving into our mastery, of enjoying our co-creation, beginning with, we are now in July, the seventh month, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but just briefly to review, in January we had month one, which represents the soul. The soul is the first beginning on the path of mastery. So soul is one of those words like light, or we don't know what does it mean. What does soul mean? What I'm experiencing is that I'm experiencing seeing other people's souls as, and my soul, I'm experiencing that souls, to me, I'm actually seeing people's souls, and what they look like is stardust. And on some of the sessions that I've been doing with people this week, I started actually visually seeing through my third eye the light of their souls, which to me look like particles of starlight or fluffy snow, actually merging with what I saw as particles of light or the soul of prime creation or the soul of the infinite or the energy, the ether of the infinite coming down onto the planet. And I was actually visually seeing the two of these energies meet as we moved through and cleared the blocks, the energies that people were going through that were they were experiencing. So I'm actually visually seeing, of course, with my third eye, the merging of these two energies, our starlight with the starlight of creation, and that is co-creation, where we're getting enough light into our own frequency field, our own aura, to be able to co-create with the divine. And that's what we're working with in the seventh month in July, is the aura. Last week we worked with six in June, the arc line, our projection, our visualization. And this month in July we're working with our aura. We're working with the frequency of the energy of light that's in our field, remembering that 1, January, we started with the soul. 2, 3, and 4 are the mental bodies. 2, February, the first mental body, which is negative mind, is actually being able to navigate through fear. So when we talk about mastery with each number or each step on the way, the second number, negative mind or protective mind, what that means in mastery language is we are learning how to navigate through our fears on the horizontal plane of the earth plane. We're constantly presented with all kinds of shadows which can show up as fears, which can scare us. And many times we do need to be aware of what the shadows are, because we can be hurt. We can be hurt by things on the physical plane. We can step in front of a car and get hit by a car. So shadows, fears, darkness, we do need to be aware of them. But the mastery level of the negative mind, the first of the mental bodies, is knowing how to navigate through fears or through shadows when they show up. Then we move into the number three, which is the positive mind. And once we've navigated through fears, our subconscious fears, this is where we start feeling some relief, some joy, some happiness, some positive expression. Wow, I made it through that energy block. I made it through that fear. I learned, I gained mastery how to navigate through that fear. And then we allow that joy to rise up, and it comes into our heart chakra, and that's neutral mind. So when you have space, or you're in the space of neutral, then your love can actually come through your heart and start pouring forth, and you can share that with others. And then you move into 5, speaking your truth, and then you start gaining wisdom. And when you speak your truth and it comes from your heart, then you're experiencing what it is to live in a space of wisdom, or a space of the teacher or the physical body. Then 6, last week we talked about the arc light, the positive projection, person at prayer. This is where you have positive thoughts to help other people, such as kindness, and you have thoughts of helping, of uplifting other people. Now we move into 7th July, and that's the light, the auric body, the light in our field. And Yogi Bhajan used to tell us, you need to have your presence work. And we used to think, what does that mean, my presence works? What it means is that you have so much light emanating from you, around you, through you, the light of your soul, the star seed, the starlight emanating from your soul, connecting with divine light, or the light coming through the center of the Milky Way galaxy, that the two are now connecting. And so you have a brilliant streams of light moving in your energy field, your aura, your auric body. And that's what we call the aura being like charismatic. So you think about people being charismatic. They have a lot of light. They're emanating light. So just being around them makes other people feel uplifted. So 7 is the number for uplifting others. So that's what we're working with this month, the mastery of 7, the mastery of the aura. We've got on this grand cross that we're working with this summer is these 3 outer planets. We have Saturn in Libra. And Saturn is the form, that which gives form. And Libra is the balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So what forms with this light that we have streaming through us, this co-creator light, this mastery light, what forms are we going to create on the planet? What new forms are we going to bring through? That's what Saturn and Libra ask us. Then we have Uranus, we have Uranus and Aries, and Uranus is a really volatile force. It creates chaos. It breaks things up. It breaks up old forms. And it's been in Aries, so it's what's new? What's a new way to look at the world around us? Looking at the world through new eyes. Then we've got Pluto and Capricorn and Uranus and Aries squaring each other. So this happens for 2 months through the summer. So what does this mean? Again, we've talked about Pluto as our subconscious. So people are saying they're having intense dreams, intense feelings, intense energies. That's the Pluto, the subconscious in Capricorn. That's our subconscious trying to break up old limiting forms. And through chaos and confusion, we have to think about new possible ways to work with all these frequencies coming through. So through turmoil, we are liberated into new ways of working with these energies coming through. We're restructuring the collective matrix. We're looking at how can we create things in a new way? How can we protect women? How can we protect the earth? How can we protect animals? How can we protect children? How can we encourage the divine masculine? Things like that. Those are the kind of thoughts that we can look at and ask. And then we have Uranus and Pluto aligned in the same conjunction that we had in the 60s. And we know in the 60s we had a evolutionary mindset where we had free love, we had the hippie, the awakening of the hippie generation. We had a whole generation of people of saying there must be a better way. There must be a way that we could all live in peace and happiness and love on the planet. So we have the same configuration now in terms of Uranus and Pluto. We have that same conjunction as we had in the 60s. So we are moving. We are moving into this 2011, and now it's a time to move into our mastery, to walk into our mastery, and to maybe float and to feel the lightness of mastery. We've been so heavied out, so to speak, felt so many heavy restrictions in the linear, horizontal direction only. So the vertical direction can actually be a floating up. You can feel lighter. Spirituality can feel as if it's a lighter vibration, as if it's angelic. So there can be reprieve from heavy thoughts, and we can get this through deep breathing, tuning into ourselves, through our meditations, through connecting with others, through our chanting. So we can get a reprieve. We can float up to connect with the lightness of being, the lightness of spirit, through the guides that are here to help us, through the angelic kingdom, through those that are around us. So as we merge our auras with this mastery frequency, what are we doing? We're creating a new golden galaxy. This new golden galaxy is not where we've come from. It's where we're going. And this is what's exciting about 2011 moving into 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, the ascension, the number for ascension 2012. What we're doing is collectively with these beautiful light auras and all of our past experiences from many past lives and being on Earth, having many experiences and thinking how to work with all these energies and putting them together in new ways, we're not following the old path. We're not going back to where we came from when we leave Earth. We are actually joining together to create a new golden galaxy, a galaxy of masteries, a galaxy of people that have worked mastering the physical plane, mastering this cross that we've worked with. And it's a huge burst. It's a huge starburst. It's entering the void of space where formerly there was only darkness. And this is what we're building. We're building a new ray of expression. So it can seem intense. It can seem unknown. It can seem scary because we don't know what it is. But this new space is creating freedom, a lot of space for us. So we'll see in the news that as the more we expand our light, the more institutions that are trying to hold the old forms in place that control and dominate people in a dominator culture rather than a partnership culture are being exposed, and they're fighting even harder. So there have been bailouts and financial bailouts and too big to fail and things like that with institutions, but yet the institutions are still not holding up. And they're not, if the institutions aren't supporting expansion, they won't, they will fail. They'll be too big to not fail. So we're putting new words on that. So we're looking for each person developing themselves individually and working collectively for something that supports the greater good of whole, So anything that doesn't support the greater good of the whole will not emerge, will not merge, will not evolve, will not vertically rise up into this new golden galaxy that we are creating right now with our thoughts, with our feelings, with our rising up. So we may envision what we want. We may envision a golden age, as we've heard that phrase so much, but now is the time for the expansion of the mind of God to meet with the expansion of your mind. And what we mean by the mind of God is certain archetypical images like kindness, bliss, self-referencing, being powerful within itself, not being manipulated by others. So there are certain archetypical forms that are higher law, so to speak, that do organize this new galaxy, that do organize the universe. And the energies that are not organized based upon these higher principles will not rise up vertically to meet these higher energies, and they'll just dissipate and fall away, and they may be in their own dimension, but they won't be in this new golden galaxy. They won't live in the frequency of the light of God, Goddess, so to speak. So through these energies that have been sent out, that have come through us, through the beings that we are, that have been sent to the far reaches of the universe for this experiment, to co-create, to learn, we're all being called together to bring individualized special talents, special abilities that we've learned about ourselves, that we've developed. We've been called to bring these talents to Earth and then to expand these beautiful energies into a whole new, what will be a new galaxy, which will be a compilation of all of us. It's a reunification process, and it's moving forward, it's moving upward, and it's the new starseed galaxy. So just breathe that in and just feel that all of your cells are just expanding as you move up and up into these new frequencies, which is actually a substance. We live in a substance called ether, and ether is actually a substance. And as we become conscious of who we are and we become aware of our surroundings, we become aware that we live in a world of substance. We don't live in a void. So this substance, this etheric substance, connects us with others. It connects us with the mandala patterns that we create with our thoughts, with our feelings. And these mandala patterns begin to spin interdimensionally. And this is what we're working together to create the perfected state and to lift and clear the lower density patterns through our gift of this divine alchemy. And when we move up through the colors, starting with the center of the earth into the violet frequencies, or the violet frequency of transmutation, it's a flame that rises up, starting with the red of the flame up through the colors. So you can think about the fire. And Yogi Bhajan used to talk about that we were being put into a fire, that we were moving from a carbon to a crystalline state. And when we connect with our soul frequency, with the crystalline frequency in the center of the earth, and we anchor that in, then we are in communication with the center of the earth. And we have the power of the earth is being uplifted, and our souls are being uplifted at the same time. So this is an example of co-creation and walking in our mastery. And this is what we're walking into, and this is what we're enjoying. So the first level, the first frequency, the soul frequency, is the crystalline center of the earth. We're learning to walk with, in harmony with the earth. We're learning to grow our own organic food or notice the effects of food as we eat food. What effect does it have upon us? And we're learning to walk upon the earth without fear. That's the second. That is the second body, the negative mind, so to speak. And then we're learning the positive mind to move through linear time and space and move beyond linear time and space into the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension, we move into archetypical patterns, and that's the neutral mind. So we move into divine archetypes, the divine feminine, the divine masculine. We move into a sacred frequency. We're no longer held down by 3D density or other people's ideas or duality. We're able to raise our consciousness to that of divine archetypes. What's it like to be in a relationship when you see your partner as sacred, when you see your friends as sacred, when you see your girlfriends and you see the goddess shining through their eyes and you let them know, you say, "Hi, goddess," and you start to feel the upliftment of the spirit that you truly are a divine, immortal being. What does it feel like? That's when you move into the fourth state of mind, the neutral mind, and then you move beyond into that feeling of samadhi in the physical body. You move into the physical body as the teacher, as the temple. You move into the body as the temple, and when the body becomes the temple, then you can actually feel and experience streams of ecstasy, streams of bliss running through the physical body. So what does it feel like to be in 3D and be a sensory human? And have your senses tell you that you are an immortal being of bliss. Then you move into the sixth dimension, the arc line, and that's sacred geometry, whereas we project out our third eye, and we're able to open up our third eye, that our third eye starts to spin, and you can actually start to see different patterns. As I was describing, I was seeing the patterns of people's soul vibrations. Each pattern is different. I was describing them like snowflakes, or as describing the pattern of the souls like stars, but each one is different. Each cluster of stars, each snowflake is different. So you can actually start to see from the third eye geometrical patterns, so you're not bound by just seeing just what the physical form looks like. And you can start to see how these patterns can change, and you can start to change the patterns, and this is what the rejuvenation is about, when you can start to change your own divine blueprint and activate your own blueprint, then you're going to start to feel rejuvenated, start to feel more alive, and that's what this is about. It's about recreating, coming back to life, recreating the divine feminine, the respect for life, and not killing life. So we're moving into a state of immortal life rather than from a state of things that would hurt or harm our bodies or each other or the planet. So that's the sixth. And then in July, we have seven. We have now all these energies are moving out to our auric field. So the mandalas of light are now spinning into our auric field. They're emanating from our body. So we're literally streaming light. And I also see this when I work with people on the sessions, my private Skype sessions that I do. And I see certain images that are stuck in their energy field and as a movie. And when we start to unlock what's kept certain images stuck in their energy field, and we start to unlock that and tell them and move them out of, oh, you're no longer stuck in this certain position. You can move out to the world. Nobody's telling you what to do. You can release your vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience that you had as a past life as a nun or a priest. You have to release that from the subconscious. But when you do, then the mandala of light starts to spin, and I literally see with my third eye colors starting to come back like a rainbow in through their chakras. I see the reds and the oranges and the yellows and the greens, and they all start reconnecting, and the blues and the purples, and then the person's being starts restreaming the colors of the etheric field that we were just talking about that we live in. So these colors are being streamed into us through the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So when we, as co-creators, can clear our subconscious, and that's the Pluto and Capricorn that we have right now in the Grand Cross and release that with the Uranus in Aries, that's what it's saying. Now you can move vertically, you can move horizontally, and you can move interdimensionally. And once you're moving interdimensionally and spinning these colors, now you can spin the mandala of your gifts into the world, whatever that gift happens to be. It can be working with women, it can be teaching, it can be chanting the Adi Shakti mantra, it can just be walking with an open heart and just projecting love into the world in your meditation by yourself. But you're going to become a spinning mandala of light. You're going to become your own radiant star system. You're going to become self-referencing. You won't need somebody outside of you to tell you who you are, but it's wonderful to share and share with each other and amplify energies and get mirror energies and see the sacred divine in each other and be with your goddess friends. It's wonderful to get powerful affirmation and feedback, but you're going to feel the self-referencing. You're going to feel that you are an immortal co-creator. You're going to feel your power. You're going to be able to walk in the way of the goddess, in the path of your power. You're going to be able to know your purpose, and you're going to be able to walk with assurance and steadfastness, and your light will be so radiant and bright that others will just want to be around you, and they'll ask you, and you'll just be able to lead the way into this new golden galaxy that we're all merging into, walking into, interdimensionally weaving and spinning into. And that's what we're working with July. So let's go ahead and do our chant, our Ramadasa. So in this chant, breathe in, up from the root, up from Gaia, lifting up on your diaphragm, rolling the shoulders up and back, pulling your head back on top of your head so your heart is projecting out, and palms down and forward, elbows next to your sides, and we have angels and beings here. So we're bringing healing to Gaia and the Earth, and we have Yogi Bhajan and Baba Sri Chan with us, and so we've got a lot of alignment. So let's bring some healing light and energy, opening the heart star seed of the planet Earth. The heart star seed of planet Earth, as we chant our Ramadasa meditation.
Thank you.
And inhale, and exhale, and inhale, and bring the healing energy into your own heart, and exhale down to your feet, to the center of the earth, connecting with Gaia, the crystalline frequency, the crystalline core of the earth, and let that energy come back up through your feet and legs and at your heart onto the earth, into the ether, into the field, energizing the grid with the light of your aura, the seven of mastery of your auric body, walking in mastery. And if anybody would like to share what their intention would be for themselves or something on the planet for healing, I intend, or I am. Somebody would like to put some, say it again, please, I didn't hear you. Is that a louder? I intend.
Somebody but now, can I say something?
Yes.
I formed a partnership with a tree here during the meditation. So I am a tree feeding and healing the planet.
Oh, beautiful. I am a tree seeding and healing the planet. Thank you. Wow, I really feel the depth of that, the roots of the tree and the branches of the tree. Thank you. Beautiful.
I am healing the planet and all people that I meet.
I am healing the planet and all people that I meet. Thank you. I am starlight. Go ahead. I am starlight, sending light out to all those in need. Okay, go ahead.
I am a pure soul of a child that needs liberation, that joined today your group. I'm thinking about the little girl we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful.
I'm sending love and love to everyone.
Beautiful. Send love to the child that we talked about that died, and love to all children and to everyone. Beautiful.
So I am a helpful person helping and healing the planet.
I am a helpful person helping and healing the planet. Thank you.
I am open to receive and give to anyone who comes into my presence.
I am open to give and receive anyone who comes into my presence. Thank you. Beautiful.
I am bountiful, blissful, and beautiful.
I am bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Yes. Okay, we'll chant three akals, and then we'll chant Long Sat Nam, and we're going to chant a call for the liberation of that child that was killed, and any other, there's souls around us that are ready to be released, and we've built up a lot of light and a lot of energy, so that can be our divine service. So here we go. Inhale. A call. Okay, three more times. A call. Long Sat Nam. Light to all, love to all, peace to all. Thank you, everybody. That was beautiful. Let's see. I got that we just liberated about 1,000 souls. So that's how bright your light is. You can muscle test or tune in and check it out for yourself. But I just want to acknowledge how bright your light is. You're brighter than you even know. So thank you for all the work and the joy that we spread today, and the uplifting, and you're walking into mastery and working on your auric body, your seven today. So thank you, everybody. It's a blessing to be with all of you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Thank you. Satnam. And I will talk to those who want to be on the Goddess Call on Thursday and then next week.
Satnam. Thank you.
Satnam.
Beautiful call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Satnam.
Bye.
Satnam.
Thank you.
Bye. Satnam.